call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for all.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom, who, supports Radio Liberty, and we love having her with us. She's from Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan.
Well, certainly we're living in exciting times. Tell me what your take in is on what's going on financially, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Well, we've certainly seen, my expertise is in the gold and silver area, and we've certainly seen gold build a strong level around the 920 level, and 930 should be the next major level up. And certainly everyone is moving out of dollars right now, and as they're buying lots of commodities, even we've seen China beginning to stockpile lots of commodities such as copper and iron ore, as part of their reallocation of its wealth. And so they're buying these commodities in order to exchange for the U.S. dollars to eliminate their dollars, because they certainly fear the hundreds of billions of dollars that they own. They will lose for inflation, and they see the hundreds of billions of dollars that the U.S. is spending on these bank bailouts and the stimulus will cause certainly much higher inflation and a weaker dollar. So we're seeing the commodities react to a lot of people going into the commodities so they can unload their dollars. So we've seen the dollar drop considerably. Today it broke through the 83. We're down at 82.10, and I believe the next level on that is somewhere around 79, which I think is their the 100-week moving average on the dollar. So certainly, you hear a lot of encouraging news coming from the administration and certainly from the mainstream media and the news outlets, but certainly with their passing of this credit card bill that they're all excited about, it's kind of like a day late and a dollar short. Certainly not going to help a lot of people. I believe more people will be hurt by this. Again, people who have tried to do the right thing, people who pay their bills on time, they're going to be unrewarded for doing that. And again, those who didn't do a good job in their finances, they get rewarded for making poor decisions. But we've seen that in the housing market. Now we're going to see that in the credit market. And but everything that they do now is just a little too late. The hole in the Titanic is already there, and the ship is sinking. So they can't turn around from that iceberg any longer.
Well, I think that your analogy to the Titanic is a very, very good one, because, of course, the Titanic had a massive rip in its side. It really wasn't very wide, but because it was very, very long, it went along the length of four or five of the watertight cabinets, and they all began to flood at one time. Well, unfortunately, why we're in real trouble as a nation, ladies and gentlemen, the government's doing everything they can to tell you that things are just fine. Well, you're not hearing about the TARP, that's a troubled asset fund. The fellow who's supposed to be the inspector general has been assigned to look over this disposition of $700 billion. And he says that there's all sorts of fraud. They're frankly stealing this money, a great transfer of wealth, and not a word in it. This is what's going on in Washington, D.C. You can actually look it up, but you're never going to see it mentioned in the major media. They do not want the American people to know that they're stealing their wealth and transferring it to the elite who rule the world. We'll be back in just a moment here with Melody Cederstrom. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, of course, is Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And, of course, people really have very little idea what's going on in the world because the media is controlled. Elizabeth Warren, who's a former law professor at Harvard, is now the head of the Congressional Oversight Committee for the TARP, that's the Troubled Asset Relief Program. And she's extremely critical of this program, and every month they put out a report, and you can get them on the Internet, but of course you're not going to see them usually covered in the major media. She thinks there's a lot of fraud. Now, there's $700 billion, of course, has been turned over to the Treasury Department, and of course a lot of this is going into private hands. The TARP Inspector General is a man named Neil Barofsky, who wrote a critical report contending the program is marred by tax and securities fraud, insider trading, and other violations. And he's opened a 20-count criminal probe into the alleged violations. We saw a beautiful example of that where Mr. Liddy, of course, he's the head of AIG, and we've given him or pledged $180 billion. And he says, why, I am here. I'm only working for a dollar a year. I'm just trying to be sure the American people's money is protected. They're going to get it back. And what does he do? Well, he has stock in Goldman Sachs, and he transfers $12.5 billion to Goldman Sachs, and another $12.5 billion to J.P. Morgan Chase. And he says, you know, I am here because I'm representing the American people, and I want them to get their money back. What do you think, Goldman Sachs is going to give it back? He could have negotiated them. If AIG owed them some money, why, of course, they could have simply tell them we'll give you 50 cents on the dollar, like the Obama administration did with the banks and the hedge funds and the pension funds that suddenly have owned or should have ended up owning Chrysler. They're not going to get anything. They're going to get 29 cents on the dollar. We're going to transfer Chrysler to the Fiat Motor Company. They're going to start out with 20%, but they can end up with 51%. And how much money are they going to put in? Absolutely nothing. But the vice chairman of Fiat Motor just happens to be, I should say, the vice chairman of Fiat Motor is a member of the Trilateral Commission. Fiat Motor has been affiliated with the elite, with the Club of Rome for many years, all part and parcel of this elite group that rules the world. And you're never going to have anybody explain to you why Fiat is going to end up initially with 20% and perhaps as much as 51% of Chrysler, and nobody ever mentions that the Trilateral Commission is looking after their friends. They will do very well. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom. We're simply talking about the fraud that's going on. One of the greatest transfers of wealth of all time is taking place today as American taxpayers' wealth is being transferred to a small group of extremely wealthy people who are becoming even wealthier. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for my special guest today, Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, what did you think of that stress test? Boy, they told us that the banks are ready in great test. They all came through with flying colors. Well, I think five of them are going to have to raise about $100 billion among them. But, you know, they really came through very well. There's nothing to worry about. Everything's just fine.
Well, aren't we relieved? But, you know, what's interesting is when you mentioned about that New York Fed and Freeman and gold, and Goldman Sachs, Elliot Spitzer, I saw him interviewed on one of the news programs a week or so ago, and he is on a mission to expose those guys out of the New York Fed because, of course, you know, I mean, even though he did wrong, I think he was also set up and with Greenberg, because I've seen interviews with Greenberg, what he has to say about Elliot Spitzer, and so, you know, he might be bringing a lot of this information out, because I believe he's on a mission to you know, to prove a lot because of what has happened to him, and so that'll be interesting to see how that unfolds.
No, I think for our listeners out there, they have to understand that Greenberg, of course, was the head of AIG, who got them into all the problem. Then he left the company. He actually took out derivatives against the company, left, according to the Wall Street Journal. He made about $200 million when the stock collapsed, and so he is, you notice he got a little smile on his face, and it, with good reason. He created the problem, he profited from the problem, and we're going to pay for the problem. By the way, I should mention that he's a member of the Trilateral Commission, or was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, long time member of the Bilderbergers. I mean, he's one of those elite, and of course the elite get richer, and the rest of us are going to see eventually the value of everything we've spent our whole lives working for destroyed as they intentionally destroy the value of our currency. But go right ahead, Melody.
I was reading an article the other day about this, when you talk about these banks and the stress tests. And the program you mentioned, the TARP, well, the other program, the Term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility, the TALF. I mean, when you really, I mean, these huge investors can borrow, you know, from the government with 6% down. So they can borrow billions and billions of dollars with 6% down. And after 2 years, if they decide it wasn't worth it, they can just walk away from it. And I mean, there's no paybacks. There's no, I mean, the programs that they are allowed, and they started this program with $200 billion. Now it's up to a trillion. Maybe it's even over a little bit of a trillion. And I mean, it's just like the amount of spending. I mean, it seems like everyone sees it except the typical American, the typical person in this country sees what is happening and all these billions of dollars that are just being given away to create some sort of spending and just to pay off, as you say, taking care of their own. I mean, it is just, you know, it's just mind-boggling, the numbers of the trillions of dollars that is being spent. And China certainly sees what is happening, and of course they see that inflation will be creeping into the system along with the value of the dollar eroding.
Well, I think it's vitally important that at least our listeners have an idea of what's going on. We're being lied to at every turn. Mm-hmm. There is this, what I call, a brotherhood of darkness. If anybody wants the membership list, we have it. It's a rather thick syllabus, but it gives you the membership list of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Group of 30. And the 30 people who already run the finances of the world, including, of course, in this six members of the Trilateral Commission and the head of the Bank of China. They're all sitting there laughing at how foolish we are. But the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, I think, is important for people to have. It is very difficult for the average individual to believe there really could be people who want to destroy the economy of our nation, and indeed of the entire world. But the reason they want to do this is because they want to create a chaotic situation out of which there will be only two alternatives. You either join the world government or you face chaos and the destruction of your nation, and a lot of people will die unnecessarily in a chaotic situation. So every country will join. Never before in history have they had the ability to get every nation in the world to go into this one world government. Other people have tried it down through the ages, but today we have the ability through communications, and now because all of the finances, the whole world are intertwined, and by destroying of the financial stability of the reserve currency of the entire world, which is the dollar, they can bring chaos to countries throughout the world. And when you understand, this is exactly what they're doing, and this is exactly what they intend, because their loyalty is not to America, but to this dream of a one-world government and a one-world religion, because there's powerful spiritual forces behind it. At that point, it begins to make sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I just wanted to comment on those stress tests because I think they were so fraudulent. First of all, most of the banks have large holdings of fraudulent assets. In other words, they brought these CDOs, these mortgage bonds, the student loan bonds, automobile bonds, and of course none of them are worth what they paid for them. So this would mean, of course, that the banks have lost a lot of money. But when they did the stress test, instead of trying to assess what the bonds are really worth, they were told they could mark them up as high as they wanted to. So instead of marking them down 50%, they could say they were worth 100% on the dollar, and they had plenty of money, they had plenty of backing, and well, of course, then they could pass the stress test. Not only that, but they assumed that unemployment would never go over 10%. But everything points to the fact it's going to go to a 12 or 15% or even higher, you know, as more and more companies shut down. So the stress test was simply to make the American people feel that everything's all right, start spending again, you don't hold back, just start buying again, buy, and get back in the stock market. There's lots of money to be made. And if you do that, of course, there's also a lot of money to be lost. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and I think it's so important people understand we are being manipulated by the media that is owned by the people within the Brotherhood of Darkness. In fact, I'm writing a newsletter now, and I'm going back to reading what, and including what Andrew Jackson said in his farewell address in 1837. No, actually, it was his inaugural address in 1832, and he was talking about the control of the media that existed at that time. It was given in March of 1833 when he began his second term. And he was pointing out how the media at that time was well controlled. And I mean, what is that, 160, 70 years ago? And nothing's changed at all. It's still controlled. The people of wealth have bought up the publishers, and by one means or another, they're able then to influence what the American people think. And I bet there's not one person in 100,000 in America who's ever heard of this fellow, who's actually the Inspector General of TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program. That's fell named Neil Barofsky. And, of course, he's talking about how the TARP program, the $700 billion, is riddled with fraud and stealing and criminal activity, and not a word in the controlled media. Have you read about it at all, Melanie?
Oh, I do know there isn't any government program that's created that doesn't involve fraud and stealing and theft of the funds. So, I mean, we can look at any program, and it's just... billions and billions are always stolen, and I believe it's set up so that they can do it that way. I mean, look at all of the programs that have been created in the past. I mean, heck, just look at Social Security, and I mean, you look at the Medicare and the Medicaid and those programs, how the fraud throughout the medical industry and the fraud that they had with the contractors in Iraq, if it's a government program, there's going to be fraud and lots of it.
And if you try to talk and bring out the truth, like Elliot Spitzer, you know, he was bringing out the fact that the state attorney generals had been trying for years to stop the predatory lending practices because they knew it would just, if the market ever turned down, it could pull down the whole world financial system. And when he went forward and actually wrote an article that appeared in the Washington Post, I think it was the 14th 13th of February of last year. Why, you know, within just a couple of weeks, the FBI had leaked a story about his affair with a prostitute. Now, why is the FBI investigating prostitution? Has anybody ever asked? Why would they leak a story? That's dishonest. That's a violation of the law. But then, of course, when you're the law enforcement, how can you violate the law? Who would Elliot Spitzer complain to? And, of course, he did. He was indiscreet. He never should have been involved with a prostitute. But it's not a federal crime to be involved with a prostitute. They wanted to destroy him because he was trying to bring out the truth that they knew exactly what they were doing, and the Bush administration had for years blocked the state attorney generals, all state attorney generals, the state attorney general of every state in the union had tried to intervene and enforce the state laws to stop the predatory lending practices that led to the collapse of the housing market. But, of course, they targeted Elliot Spitzer. They went after our friend George Hansen, who was a congressman, because he tried to bring out the truth. They went after Trafficante. Trafficante's still in prison. Hansen was in and out of prison for 10 years and tortured. He was a congressman. He was an honest man. Until the Supreme Court said, sorry, George, your health is gone. You're bankrupt. Your reputation is gone. But we never should have put you in prison. You didn't commit a federal crime. Sorry, George. But, of course, it was a good example for the other congressmen. If you speak up, this could happen to you, too. Could this really go on in America? Ladies and gentlemen, there are lots of things go on that you're not going to hear about. Look up James Trafficante on the Internet. Look up George Hansen. And look up the story of Elliot Spitzer in my newsletters. Well, go right ahead, Melody. Certainly, are people beginning to turn to gold and silver at the present time? Are they beginning to buy more than they have in the past? Or a lot of people feeling very uncertain with what's going on?
Well, it's a combination of both. I'd say for the past 2 years, it certainly has been a little bit, people are, you know, pulling out of the markets and they are taking their savings and trying to preserve their purchasing power by purchasing gold and silver. And but yet some, you know, when they see the markets, those who have lost so much, when many of their portfolios, they've lost 40, 50, 60%, you know, in the past 6 to 8 months, many of them are, they're like frozen. You know, they feel they have to stay there because they think that they'll be able to recoup. And then they see this false rise in the stock market and this rally, so-called rally. And they're hanging on, hoping that it'll go higher, and perhaps they can recoup some that they've lost. So they're kind of waiting to see what happens. And I can say, folks, that's the worst thing that you can do, because we're in such uncertain times. Things happen very quickly. Big swings in both markets, to the upside and downside. And the best thing that you can do is take what you have, at least preserve that by purchasing gold and silver. What I usually try to tell people, is if they lost, 50% of their funds, at least take their balance and take 50% of that and put it into gold and silver. And, you know, if they can't, you know, everyone is like in denial, and they feel that if they pull everything out, they have to accept the fact that they did lose it. But, folks, I believe at this point in time, gold is still a way in which you can recapture some of your losses and also prevent from losing more, particularly as we head into these times of these very high inflationary times that we face in the future. Preserve what you have, and you need to do something other than just wait. I don't think this is the time to wait to see what happens.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that it's so difficult for people to understand what happens when they destroy the value of a currency. We've always had a fairly stable currency here in America. Oh, we've had a little of inflation. The dollar has gone down 96% over the last 100 years, but most of us haven't been around, since 1913, but most of us haven't been around since that long. And so it's happened so slowly. People who have never read the history of what's happened in other nations as they've undermined the very fabric of their currency. They've never heard of John Law or the Mississippi Bubble, or they've never studied certainly what happened in the Weimar Republic. People could not believe that our leaders would ever allow the value of our currency to be eroded, and yet what they're doing is creating all sorts of new currency. They've come up with 4 trillion trillion dollars. Now, remember that we only have about $1.6 trillion of money in circulation, and M2 of about a little over $8 trillion, and an M3 of about 14 to $16 trillion. And suddenly, they throw an extra $4 trillion into this. And then, of course, all those dollars hanging all over the world being used as a reserve currency. But more and more companies do not want to utilize the American dollar. They're afraid they're going to get stuck with a lot of dollars. They're going to lose value, and I fear that they're absolutely right. And, of course, fear tends to feed on itself. And if those dollars ever come home, why, of course, most people will be wiped off. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Suddenly, Melody was just talking about how the people who've lost so much in the stock market, and now, of course, they think they're going to get part of it back again. The market's going up. Oh, things are great, and you listen to the television that tell you things are great. And remember, all those programs are carefully orchestrated for the suckers because they mold our minds, they create our tastes, they form our ideas, the people who control the mass media. And, of course, I fear that they were just on the edge of another breakdown in the market. When it's coming, I don't know. But I do know one thing, and that is they're doing everything they can to destroy the value of our currency. And with that, of course, the value of things that people have worked their whole life to accumulate. And certainly we've seen this happen in South American countries repeatedly. We've seen it happen recently in Zimbabwe with the government that we installed and we've been supervising since 1980 when we brought a Marxist thug named Mugabe to power. And he ended up with an inflation rate of 186.6 trillion% a year. At that point, they just gave up on the currency. Well, if you have any question, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and would like to get your thoughts if you have a question or comment on the issues that are what is really going on today. But I share Melody's concern that people need to have something that is not going to be destroyed by the ravages of inflation. Gold might even drop, but of course, if it does, it'll still have its intrinsic value. I think it's probably and all probably going to go up and go up a great deal more. But the whole idea is to lose the least that you can. And of course, Richard Russell had said so well, in this type of environment, he who loses the least wins. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295, and of course we're going to be seeing here in the next few months why, of course, the commercial property bubble is going to be exploding. In fact, a lot of our smaller banks, since they didn't get in on all the mortgage loans, the fraudulent mortgage loans, they get in on the commercial property loans because, after all, commercial property had certain value. They were building stores, and those stores were going to be rented. The trouble is they built the stores, and they're not being rented, and they're sitting empty, and the value of the stores and the property is falling, and a lot of our smaller banks are going to go down before this is over. This is my concern, and we've already lost, 35 banks so far this year, and I believe, of course, as the commercial property bubble begins to burst, it's going to be far, far worse. What are your thoughts, Melody?
I agree, and I think with Chrysler closing so many dealerships, same way with GM, I think you're going to begin to see more impact on the smaller banks in the local communities because closing the dealerships like they are, it will certainly affect more people, and you have to remember the multiplier effect when people are laid off. And when you look at the wages that the people at these dealerships made, you know, they made more than the average person makes. And, most cars, people make a fairly good living, so I think, you know, that will have a big impact on the smaller communities and the banking industry. And when we talk about gold also, Dr. Stan, you know, every day I talk to people and how heartbreaking it is to hear where they've lost their life savings. I mean, they've worked hard all their life and they've lost 50 to 60% of it. It's heartbreaking. But what's more heartbreaking is when people try to do the right thing. When 2, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, they saw what was coming, and they tried to protect their savings by purchasing gold. And what happens? They ended up buying it from the wrong people who took advantage, and it really is no different than these credit cards and some of these other companies where they take advantage of these people. 2-3 years later, they try to sell their gold. Maybe life happens, they get sick, maybe they're trying to pay off their debt. After gold has risen from $600, $700, $800, $900, they're not even making any money. Some of them have lost from their portfolios. That is also heartbreaking, because once they get burned, I talked to someone today, he says, you know what, I was burned once. He says, I know I need gold, but he says, I really don't want to go back into it because I feel I'm going to get burned again. And again, folks, it isn't the gold that has burned your portfolios. It isn't gold that has performed poorly or the coins. It's the people who sold it to you at the wrong time, at the wrong price. And that is also heartbreaking.
And I know, because I've had some contact with some of these people who've just been really overcharging people. They talk people into buying all sorts of things, commemorative coins. Oh, my goodness. You know, the one time this, coin's sold for triple the gold value in it, and, you want to buy these today. Now they're only twice the gold value, and of course you can buy them, and they're probably never going to be worth any more than the intrinsic gold value. There are a lot of people out there in this market who really are very unscrupulous, and I'm afraid we've had to sever our relationships with several people through the years when they did take advantage of our listeners. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and we're simply talking about what's going on here, and of course what people can do to try to protect themselves in times like this. And people are, saying, well, we're going to get through this. We've had ups and downs before, but this is different than anything we've ever had before. Many people are saying this is the worst real recession, depression we've had in 100 years. Some people say this is the worst depression we've had since the foundation of America. Some people, and I know some very smart people, are saying this is the worst depression that the world has ever seen. And I don't know where it fits into that, but I do know that we've only seen the beginning, the tip of the iceberg, because there are a lot of major things that are going to happen before this is over. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, I agree, Dr. Stan, and I love that song that you play there. It almost brings a tear to my eye.
I know, that's why I play it.
Absolutely. We have a lot of things to face. They're not fixing any problems. They're not attempting to fix any problems. The only thing that they can do, and the only thing that they are doing, is trying to get out of our problem by creating more debt. And we all know that you can't get out of debt by, creating more debt. And it's really as simple as that.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Melody Cederstrom. And before we go on, Melody, I want you to get out your telephone number, let people know how they can get in touch with you and discount gold and silver.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That number again is 1-800-375-4188. So if you have any questions, and we'd be more than happy to look at your portfolios. And when I say look at your portfolios, you don't have to give me, exact details. Just give me a general view of your portfolio, and I can tell you, what the value is, and if there's any way that you need to perhaps maybe change something to give you a little bit greater performance. So we'd be more than happy to do that for you. So you can call us on our 800 number. You can visit our website at discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And our email, if you care to email us, you can use discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And remember, I'm not a financial consultant. I don't purport to be one. But I've been studying this for 46 years now. And if we begin to see certain patterns going into the 47th year, we've been at this, and at least we've made an awful lot of mistakes, and hopefully we can keep you from making a lot of those same mistakes again. So if you have any question, give us a call. And, of course, I believe what we're seeing today has been all carefully and skillfully engineered. They know exactly what they're doing. They do not want the American people to know. And the people, of course, who are in charge all belong to this little clique we call the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why it's so important you have a membership list. You can't tell the players without a program. And, of course, if you read our newsletters many times, you'll see a list of where the people are, which one of the Brotherhood of Darkness organizations they belong to. But certainly, for instance, they had the big Bilderberger meeting just this last week over in Europe, totally blocked out by the control medium. And there, of course, was Mr. Geithner and Paul Volcker and the usual suspects, the people, of course, who are surrounding and advising Barack Obama. Barack Obama is simply a figurehead for the people who are controlling the world. Well, let's go to our guest. We've got Monty calling us from Canada. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Incidentally, if you cannot find that Bilderberger list for the most recent meeting on the Internet, we'll be glad to send it to you. Hi, Monty. Are you listening to us on shortwave or the Internet?
Internet.
Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Question, actually.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering, with gold prices, the elite can pretty much manipulate anything, it seems, to a certain degree, like the oil. They brought up to 150 and now back down to 50. They can do the same with the stock market. So, say a person buys gold. My question is, what's saying they can't manipulate that to bring it down to $200 or something like that?
All right, fine. How would you respond to Monty calling us from Canada? As long as they're manipulating everything else, why can't they manipulate gold?
They already do manipulate the price of gold. And I think if they could manipulate it down to 200, they probably would. But no, I don't think they want gold to go down there. They just don't want it to go up above 1,000. They're comfortable with this level. And you have to remember that the world revolves, and sure, the powers to be do manipulate it, but you also have some outside, you have the India effect, and you have some other effects that, kind of offset their manipulation. Eventually, they will lose their power to manipulate, because as we see this unfold, we see the dollar losing value. People will flee to a safe haven, and that safe haven has always been gold. But they do try to keep the cap on gold. It is certainly trading lower than if it was adjusted to inflation. It would be trading up over $2,000 today. So they do keep it capped. But I think they will lose the power. And besides, what else is there? I would still rather own gold because it's all relative also. I mean, if gold did drop, I don't think it will go to 200, but if it did drop down to 400, everything is relative. So you'd see a lot stronger dollar, and we probably wouldn't have the problems that we have. But we do have the problems. This will unfold, and we're on a path, and of course, you know, gold is, by many economists out there, even Citibank says that we'll see 2,000 gold, and more of them are jumping on the gold bandwagon. So I don't think you'll see 200 gold. I think you'll see it rise, and we just have to be patient, and they will lose the control to manipulate.
And I think, Marty, the thing is that if they simply controlled everything, why, of course, they would be able to do that, but they can't control, for instance, the people over in India who love to buy gold and silver. I mean, they've got they're talking about 1 billion people. And they want to be able to have something of intrinsic value. This is the way their society's always been. So they're large consumers of gold. Well, of course, if they drop the price to $200 an ounce, why, everybody in India would be buying gold, and they don't have that much gold.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem that they have, and certainly the people in China are buying gold, and the Chinese government has actually given the people there the ability to buy gold, and the Chinese government is buying gold, and the Russian government is buying gold, and the Arabs are buying gold because they don't trust this elite who runs the world, and they think they're losing their power. On Friday, we're going to have Mr. Jim Tucker, who just came back from the Bilderberger meeting over in Europe. And at least what we have been able to gather so far from the reports that have come out, whether they're accurate or not, we can only surmise. But the elite of the world are beginning to get very worried that this is going to get out of hand. If it does get out of hand, why, the sky's the limit for gold. We do know that the elite are accumulating gold. We do know that when they sell, you know, 100 tons of gold, it's not being bought by the fellow down in the corner. It's being bought by the people who control the wealth of the world. And we do know that the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds have been accumulating gold. They think it's a good investment. I think that if they think it, I'll just as soon have some myself. What do you think, Marty?
Yeah, that makes sense. I have one last question to add to that, then. If gold does go up, at what point would a guy get out? And when you do get out, what would you get into?
And that is the $64,000 question. I want you to answer that and tell him exactly what to do, what to do, Melody.
You'll know.
No, no.
Well, I'll tell you what. Was it Rockefeller back in the 29 when his shoeshine boy told him that was giving him stock tips, he knew when to get out. So I think we'll know when to get out. I think we'll see a change. You know, gold will go higher when deflation begins to creep more and when deflation begins to take over after the inflationary period that we see. There will be other investments that you'll sell your gold and get into, but I think we're also heading into uncharted waters, and so a lot of it is we're going to have to see how this plays out. Again, the dollar will be devalued. It's not going to go to zero, but it's going to lose value, and they could replace that dollar. You're going to see a change in the world's monetary system, and as long as this is all unfolding, we want to hold on to gold. But when we hit that deflationary period, we might readjust our portfolios a little bit. You know, instead of holding such a large amount of gold, we might sell some and get into other investments. But even during good economies, you should hold anywhere from 10 to 20% in your portfolio. Wall Street will recommend 10% in your portfolio during good economies. So, you know, and when things aren't as bad as they are, as dire as they are today, you should still have gold in your portfolio.
Right, okay. Thank you very much.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Right now, we've got Rod calling from Scotts Valley. Hi, Rod. How are you doing?
Good, Stan. How are you?
Doing fine.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Rod.
Hey, I have a question for both of you, whatever input you have. A friend passed me a copy of the Obama Perception, Alex Jones, last night, so I had a chance to look at that, but my question was, at what point do you think that things will get pushed far enough where already a handful of states have talked about the possibility of secession? And I know that a lot of people don't believe that things could get to that point, but what do you think would have to take place for that to really be a, you know, a possibility being acted on.
What are your thoughts, Melody?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think, Rod, we're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. Basically, what this is basically saying the federal government is violating the laws of this land. We have laws. We have a Constitution. We have a Tenth Amendment. We have a Ninth Amendment that limits the power of the federal government. And much of what you're doing just is usurping power and authority, which you have no right to do. What this is primarily, in my estimation, is an educational program to begin to educate the people about our Constitution. For instance, I know that one of the major men behind this in Oklahoma, and the state of Oklahoma, is he's in the House of Representatives there, is a friend of ours, Charles Key. And he and one of the people got through both houses of there, the Senate and the House of Representatives. It's going to the governor. I don't know whether he's going to sign it or not, but it is a means of letting the people know that the government is breaking our law. And Sydney, if the local states say, we're not going to pass your gun control laws and we're not going to let you come in here and enforce them, I mean, believe me, most of what goes on is simply bluff. The only reason that the government can get away with violating our laws and violating the oath that they've sworn to uphold our Constitution is because the people don't say no. Well, if enough people say no, they'll back down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you.
God bless. And let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Wisconsin here. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ron, do you have a question for Melody?
Yes, I do. As far as buying gold, would you recommend getting numismatic or just gold bullion?
Well, it really does depend on each individual, and that's why we differ from everyone else. We look at what's suitable for everyone. And so what might be suitable for Mike might not be for Joe, and that's what we do different. So just to say I only recommend one type of gold is not, I don't do that. Where everybody else will get. Pardon?
Excuse me, you would possibly recommend both or just.
Depending on what a person is looking to put into the market, what his budget is, how much he's already holding, what he's looking to put into in the future. Usually my breakdown is 80% gold, 20% silver, and then I usually will break down the gold at 80% into 30% bullion and 70% of the semi-numismatics. I don't go into the rare coins because I don't think people should own them unless you are a true collector. And 90% of my customers are not true collectors.
Okay.
So that's the key.
30% bullion and 70% semi.
Numismatics, right, not the rare coins.
Right, okay. Well, thank you. That's helpful with beginning to do this and look into doing things. These programs are very helpful and educational.
Okay, fine. Just be careful in what you're doing because, of course, there are a lot of sharks out there in the water. And
right.
I think Melody will take good care of you. Okay, thanks so much for calling, Ron.
Thank
My
you.
Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's hard to learn how to become a coin investor. This is so sort of foreign. Lots of people understand the stock market, but they don't understand the coin market. And they don't understand, you know, that all of the rules that have existed in the past don't exist anymore. The whole financial foundation of the world is shifting. And certainly the things that were good investments in the past, for instance, insurance companies. Many of our insurance companies are frankly bankrupt. They're having to borrow money from the federal government so that they could simply be able to pay off on their policies. And if the market takes a turn down again and the commercial property market collapses, as we're anticipating, why are a lot of the insurance companies are simply going to go belly up? This is the problem that we have, is that nothing has worked in the past, is prepared, or nothing has taken place in the past, has prepared us for what is happening today, as the very financial stability of the entire world is being undermined with the collapse of the value of the American dollar. And what our leaders are doing by creating all sorts of fabulous amounts of money out of absolutely nothing, which lays the foundation for the destruction of the value of the dollar. This is what's so frightening. What are your thoughts, Melody?
I agree. We're going to head into these uncharted waters, and we're going to see things unfold. I think there's a lot of things that will happen that, you know, that will be shocking. We've already seen things that are shocking, what they are printing and the amount of money that they're being put into the system. None of these problems have been addressed. And, you know, once they took us off the gold standard, there was no more responsibility placed on in Washington, and things totally have gotten out of control, naturally. And so we're going to see already we have China and Brazil that are making arrangements in order to do their trading with their own currencies. They're not going to trade anymore in the U.S. dollar. At least they're talking about it, and they hope to meet in the near future so they can use their own currencies. China's pushing for a currency to be backed by gold or some sort of commodity, which we all know that commodity will be gold. And so I think gold plays a very important part in each and everybody's portfolio in their life. We don't know how big of a part it will play, but or the amount and to the degree. And but it is so important, and it is so important to be careful out there when you're purchasing gold and silver. And you know, my rule of thumb has always been, you know, you want to get as much gold as possible for your dollars. That doesn't mean you can't get various types of coins, but it prevents you from purchasing that Swiss franc for, you know, $300, and it prevents you from purchasing that rare coin that costs $5,000, because your goal is to get as much gold as possible for your dollars. And again, it's what's suitable for you. I give a breakdown of 70% numismatics and 30% bullion, but Mr. Smith, what his investment objectives are, he might just get all bullion. Somebody else might get all numismatics. So I listen to what's important to the customer, whether bartering is important, where the bartering materials are important. I listen to, you know, how it will affect their lives and their children and everything else. And that's, I'm not a financial advisor. I just use common sense and my knowledge, and I've been doing this for 15 years. So I combine everything.
Well, we're living in uncharted times. You know, nobody really knows what's going to happen, but we do know that the America we've known in the past, it's ceasing to exist. More and more of our major retailers are going out of business. Certainly Macy's, the sales are down 56%. Target was down 45%. And a lot of our major retailers, certainly General Motors. General Motors is going to start making all of its cars and most of its cars offshore and bringing them in from China. What's that going to do to the automotive market here in the United States? We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, Melody, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, first I'd like to give everyone my telephone number, 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. Our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, and there's a spot on there where you can sign up for just a little weekly, you know, article we send out, and there's also radio programs that you can listen to that are archived on a daily basis. That's discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And if anyone has any questions and they'd like to email me, they can do so at discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com. discountgoldandsilver@yahoo.com.
Are you actually doing a program every day or three times a week? How often are you doing your show?
Well, I do it with Bob Chapman three times a week. And I do a little half-hour program on an internet, and that's three times a week, and just a couple spots here and there throughout the week. So, but my expertise is the gold and silver.
Okay, well, Bob is always a fascinating guest, and
we
actually enjoy having him. He's on with us on Monday and on both the afternoon and evening programs. And it's interesting that we had him, of course, yesterday, and just the response from people out across America. People are anxious for answers to the questions. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I think most people suspect that we're not getting the truth. But they don't want to think about what's coming down the line, because if we see the disruption in the value of our currency, then what happens to the people who are in pension funds? What's going to happen to you know, everything they worked for? Certainly what most people do not know is that starting last year, for the first time since 1965, Medicare is actually paying out more than it's taking in. Medicare is paying out more than it's taking in, and of course then they're going to have to rely upon the trust fund. But one of the most carefully kept secrets is there's nothing in the trust fund other than IOUs from a federal government that doesn't have any money. In fact, it's having to borrow, probably at least $3 billion a day, and probably as things are going, it'll soon be borrowing $5 to $10 billion a day. And what happens when, of course, the other countries are unwilling or unable to actually purchase our bonds? This is, of course, going to be the point, really, of no return when that happens, because then, of course, they're going to have to start monetizing the debt. And when you begin monetizing the debt, you lay out the foundation for what happened in the Weimar Republic, what happened in Argentina, what happened in Russia, and certainly what happened in Zimbabwe this last year. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, one more time, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website.
The sad thing, Dr. Stan, is that $3 billion a day is just for our interest. It's not paying down any principal. And my telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
God bless. Thanks very much
Thank
for being
you,
with us. We'll
Dan.
Look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was Melody Cederstrom. Hope you enjoyed our program with her. And, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will certainly want to go to her website. Of course, we hope you go to our website as well, RadioLiberty.com. And there, of course, if you'd like to help us, we have a donate button. You can donate. You can, of course, listen to our radio programs without charge, or watch our DVDs without charge, read our newsletters, and especially the November, December, January, February, and March newsletters are very important because they're going to explain to you how they created this whole problem. Who are they? They're the members of the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you do not have a membership list syllabus, you need to have it. You need to know who they are. You'll find out that the vice chairman of Fiat that we're giving Chrysler to, we're giving it away. We're going to, just tell the people who, the hedge funds, the insurance companies that were invested in Chrysler, the people who had stocks and bonds, you're not going to get anything. We're going to give it to our friends who run Fiat, because the vice chairman of Fiat, you'll find if you have the membership list, just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. Of course, the man who owned Fiat was part of this whole movement. He was the organizer of the Club of Rome. And, of course, it really is an elite that run the world that have a different agenda. They believe in a world government and a world religion, and that is why they have to destroy Christianity. To put things into their spiritual perspective, let me suggest Billy Crone's excellent DVDs, The Final Countdown. There are 10 of them, Part 1 and Part 2, we hope that you'll want to get. If you've never seen the DVDs, they sold their souls for rock and roll. It will take you into the spiritual dimension of what's going on. There's a 3-hour, a 4-hour, a 10-hour version. If you'd like to know where Mr. Obama's coming from, we carry the Obama Deception put out by Alex Jones. He did a real good job. They had a meeting of the secret Bilderberger group last week. Did you see it mentioned on television? Of course you wouldn't, because they control the television stations. That's why you're not going to hear about it. We will have Mr. Tucker with us on Friday, who was there. Of course, he has access to information, and he'll tell us what they came up with. But we have a 4-tape set on the Bilderbergers. We have a DVD on the Bilderbergers called Endgame that not only controls the Bilderbergers, but their program for mass genocide. They really do have a program. They intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And then, of course, we carry 2 books, one Daniel Estulin's book on the Bilderbergers and the other Jim Tucker's book. You need to have this information on the Bilderbergers. And if you can't find their membership list, of course, you could ask for one. We'll send it to you. We have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. Nobody has anything quite like it. We do carry the DVD on the Bohemian Grove. It was put out by Alex Jones. He risked his life to get it. And then, of course, we don't ordinarily offer it, but we would. Anybody wanted to see it. The front page of a secret book they published, which we were able to get, we're not supposed to, where they talk about how they revere the owl. What's the owl? It's a 40-foot owl where they do their feigned human sacrifices. as they have every year, they have their sacrifice of care. And it's a feigned human sacrifice. You can hear the person who's being sacrificed crying. Now, supposedly it's all feigned, all make-believe. Just part of the ceremony they have when they put on their capes and they put on their hoods and they carry their candles. It sounds just like something out of Eyes Wide Shut. Do you remember that movie with Tom Hanks? Of course, the man who produced it. He died under mysterious circumstances before the film was ever circulated. You're not supposed to create a visual image